This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Summer House by the Sea by Jenny Oliver, read by Camilla Rockley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Ava was standing at the crossing when her phone beeped. She took it out of her pocket at the same time as glancing left for traffic. Instead of looking right, Ava looked at the WhatsApp message from her brother Rory. "Gran in hospital," it read. She frowned down at her phone. She wondered how Rory would ever think that was enough information. But then the horn of the 281 bus stopped all other conscious thought. The shriek of the brakes filled the air at the same time as she saw the huge windscreen, the wipers, the face of the driver in slow motion, mouth open. Her whole body tensed. She felt her hand drop her phone. Time paused. There was a fleeting thought that this was actually really embarrassing. And then smack. She didn't think anything else. Just felt the hard pain in her hip, then the thwack of her head as she was thrown down onto the tarmac, and the overriding feeling of unfairness, because she wasn't yet ready to die. Chapter 2. The nurse waited patiently as Ava tried once more to get through to her brother. "It's voicemail," Ava said, apologetic. "Everyone's on..."